just coming up to 11:34, and I'm joined in the studio by Becky Benfield, who is from Utterly Horses. Hello.
Good morning.
Now, you met our esteemed leader, I said.
I love the description. That's fabulous.
And you did say to be calling that. We do call him that, because if we don't have a radio
show. I hope you bow down as well.
We do, as he comes into the studio. We do. Yeah. Morning, Paul. Now, where did you meet Paul?
I met Paul at the Countywide Business Awards, I think last month, down in Southend-on-Sea, or Cliffs of Ilium.
Yep.
So he was there, and we were there, obviously, for an award, which we won, I'm glad to say. So, yes, Young Entrepreneur of the Year. So
wow.
I say young, inverted commas. My last year being young, but yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. So do you have all your family and friends turn up as well?
No, my brother came with me, so yep. we had a good night in the town afterwards, and went down to the casino afterwards. It was a fabulous night, and it was great to be there and meet everybody, and sort of, as I said, especially your esteemed leader.
Did you know that you'd won, or was it a complete surprise?
No. So what is, you enter the awards, yep. Then they come out and interview you, and then you all go sort of not knowing who's the winner, and it's a big sort of, you know, big ceremony and all glitz and glamour and things, and so yeah, dust off your best outfits and go.
And then, did you get a prize? Was it?
Yeah, it's a big sort of plaque, you know, wooden, really lovely. So yes, pride of place in the office already. So.
Now, I had a look at Utterly Horses this morning. If you haven't, I've been mentioning it all morning, but don't go and take a look at the website. It's utterlyhorses.com. Wasn't it? I thought this lady was coming in today, Becky, and she was going to talk about horses and mucking out and all that kind of thing. I thought, you know, I've said to you when I was a little kid, I got on a horse and I got really scared, and I was going to tell that story. But it's not that at all. So tell everybody, because it's a really quirky business, and you brought in a brochure, and I'm going, I'm not into horses, but I'm going, oh, it's lovely, and it's just fabulous.
Well, I can talk about mucking out and all that sort of, that, you know, that happens, but the only difference, the difference is I deal with model horses,
this
okay?
Is fabulous, yeah.
So not real ones, model ones, okay? So the easiest way I explain it to people is if you imagine Barbie, but the equine version. Mm-hmm. That's what we are. So you buy the horse, then you get the stable, and then you can buy rugs and do anything, you know, everything and anything the real one has, the model ones have as well.
So. I like the car with the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
You've got car with the trailer here, and they've got stables, and then they've got all these little blankets, and they've got carrots in buckets, and you've got brushes and...
Have you had the best seller yet, though?
No, what's the best
seller? Is the horse manure that every stable has to have.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. Find it for me, I want to see. You can buy it. Oh, yes, manure. £2.95.
Bargain. Everyone needs one, you know, at least.
And you've got, there's all the fences, and there's all different types of horses.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, the thing is, once you probably buy one horse for your daughter, just say, oh, I got your little horse, and they find this book.
The amount of people say it's really, you know, some people say it's lovely, but then at the same time they say it's very damaging on their pocket.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it's a thing that no batteries required. So, yep. You know, imagination, teaches them all equine skills, you know, that sort of thing. And it's just, you know, something that everybody can enjoy at whatever age. So.
But how did you go from horses to...
The non-moving version.
Yeah, how did that happen?
It was cases. So as a kid, always loved horses, you know, riding and things like that. And then as you do, you collect models, you know, one here, one there. And soon you know that you've amassed a huge amount of horses. And it was a case of that was turned into a business. So I left school and came straight into the business. I've never worked for anybody else at all. So
wow.
I don't know anything different.
And how is business? Is it really busy?
No, it's good. No, yep. It was always something going on with us. We've always got something on the go or in the pipeline, which is good, keeps us out of trouble. So,
and that's literally, you came out from school and you just thought, this is what I want to do, and that's what you did.
Yeah, that's what I did. So, I mean, when we started originally, I mean, it was in the days, you know, old fashioned mail order. Do you remember, like, where you used to post it off? So, I mean, from there, we've got, you know, obviously full e-commerce, and we've got shops, and we go out to shows, anything and everything we'll go and do. So
that is incredible. And with the horses, because you've got obviously different types of horses, have you actually designed any of the horses? Is that something you might do? Have you thought of a colour, or are you
cryptic question? Yeah. No, I mean, at the moment, most of the horses are they're made by suppliers which we bring in. Many of them, they will ask us what we want, and so we'll tell them what to do, what to make, what colours and things like that.
Yep.
We also offer a service where, say, if you had a horse, we could paint it a model to look exactly like that.
Yeah.
So you'd send us photographs and we can custom paint it, and it would be sort of a mini replica of your real one, really. So.
But I want to know, in your house, Becky, right, is there a room that's dedicated to horses?
Do you know what? It's the best sort of remedy to a collecting habit, right? Because no, I don't have any in my house
right,
at all.
Right, okay.
But we have amassed a little collection at work, I have to say. But it's the best remedy, because you see them every day. It's one of those things, you don't always need them. But still the odd one, I have to say, that would catch my eye and will join the collection at work, but it's not as bad as
you
think.
So you go out to shows as well, go out, and what a sort of response do you get when you go out and children kind of see the...
It was children and adults, you see, because you get the children obviously like it, it's the toys, and
it's the adults, isn't it, really?
It is. Do you know what, if I had a pound for everybody said, oh, I wish I had this as a child, I'd be really well away. But so yeah, we go to all like the big horse shows and take the things there, and we also even run our own show. This is going to sound a bit different. So it's like a model horse festival, or a big convention, I suppose, the easiest way to describe it. So we run that every year up in August at the National Stud, take that over, and we get people from all over the world fly in and come to this sort of big convention. So yeah, it's all basically like a big model horse fest, basically. So we have workshops and talks on how to paint your horses and how to customise and things like that. And we even do a bit where you show them as well, which is another interesting aspect, yes.
When what is your top sellers? We talked about the manure being the top seller for the children. But what is the top selling horse?
There's not a simple answer to that, because it changes week on week. It will, you know, it's such a movement. I mean, obviously at different times of the year there'll be more things that go better than the others. So like Christmas, obviously it's all the stables and your big sort of things. And then throughout the year, obviously it will just be new horses, and then people will get rugs and things like that, because we do lots of portrait horses, like we've done Frankel, the racehorse, you see. So we follow the equine world quite closely, and it usually follows what they do.
So what is going to be next for you? Because as you want to go find out more, it's absolutely the little brochure I've got is fabulous. I was going through the brochure, but it's utterlyhorses.com. Mm-hmm. What's coming up for you next?
Some secret projects, I have to say. I can't say, because obviously if people are listening, my customers are listening, it will lift the lid. But it was a basic case of they've been asking for several things for several years, and hopefully we'll be able to satisfy that. So yes.
The other thing I was thinking, and this is like going into the future, because I've got a time machine. Mm. But the thing is, I think, see, with little horses, what they'll eventually do is they'll have a little electronic horses that run
probably
about, and that won't be that far off.
No. I mean, like for current technologies, like 3D printing. You know, we're looking at that. Obviously, what I want to do is be able to go and scan somebody's real horse and then print it, so it's an exact replica rather than use that sort of thing. So there is lots of different avenues still to explore, you know, in the world of model horses, as weird as it is.
Little live ones on the thing. You can imagine running up your arm when you're sitting there.
Well, maybe we can investigate that next. I'll put that on the list when I get back.
Don't get with my ideas. So you've won an award.
Yes.
One of
several.
How many awards have you got?
We've got about 20 national and local. So, yes. So we've got another one in June, which is one in London that we've got to go to. So that's a national one. That's the next one. But yeah, we're always entering awards.
And where is you've got a shop as well?
Yeah, we've got a shop in Highgarrett, which is near Braintree.
Yep.
So yes, it's model horse paradise, basically. There's horses everywhere.
Yeah.
Just floor to ceiling for horses. So yeah, people come in and, you know, spend hours browsing and looking at things and usually go home with something, I have to say.
And is there any other shops like this in the UK? Or do you
not specialists, no.
You just cornered the market?
We are the leader, and we'd like to keep it that way, to be honest. You know, furlongs on the head. But we specialise in it, that's all we do. I mean, there are people that obviously take bits of horses and things like that.
Oh, don't take it like that.
Well, no, do you know?
Bits
no,
of horses
well, you know. Sorry.
Don't want that bit.
Some horses, not bits. Get that right.
I think if I had a horse, and I'm not a horsey person, but I would have probably that one, whichever one that is. It's the little cream one with all the braids.
Well, if not, I mean, you know, you never know. One day we'll be able to pick you whatever colour you fancy. So you want a bright green one with, you know, luminous spots?
No, it has to be white. I like the little white horses. They're lovely. I can't actually show you because you're listening on the radio, obviously. But the little tiny horse, are they different? Is that like a little tiny horse anyway, or is it a big? I don't understand what are they called. Like, because you've got the bigger. I'm not very good. You've got the race horses, which are really big.
Oh, okay, different breeds.
That's
yes.
It, yeah.
Yes. What it is? Well, I know what you mean. Don't worry.
Well, I'm getting there eventually.
So yeah. So what it is within our collection of items, we have different scales of horses. So you've got different scales, and then within the scales, you've got different breeds of horses, which will then be different sizes. So that's how it works. So.
How could I not get a word like breeds? What's wrong with me today? What's wrong?
That's all right.
I'm so excited by the brochure. And the brochure has actually got how many pages? The brochure is 35 pages.
Oh, long. That's only a snippet of what we do. This is the problem. It's only a snapshot in time.
What are these sugar ponies?
The sugar cubes, yes. The ponies, yes. Little horses.
Oh my god!
So they're a collection of 12 horses, each sort of each with different characters, and they each have a different star sign. And so you can collect the horses, and they've got bracelets and charm bracelets and things to go with them. So yes, different things.
Oh, they're fabulous! I like the little charm bracelet. Or you'd be collecting that forever, wouldn't you?
Well, it's nice, you know, if you want it for yourself or somebody else, you know, or you know, grandparents, you know, it's loads of different options.
We say that, but really, I'm looking for myself.
I know, well.
And I must admit, the stable, it's like the thing, you got, well, I've got a horse, I've got, okay, you can't stay on this, it's got to have a stable, oh, that's definitely the thing. And this stable is the, what is it, the Pony Parade Indoor School.
Ah, yes, the indoor school, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my god, and it's got a bit where you can put the
we created that one ourselves, so that's made for, especially for us, so.
Oh, wow. This is fabulous.
But you
this
see, the,
fabulous.
The thing is they can be toys and they can be collectibles, and then we also do a lot of corporate work as well, so like window displays and race nights, birthdays, weddings, yes, everything and anything really.
So if you love your horses and you're a horsey person, mm-hmm. and you love, and your children, I mean, this is great for boys and girls.
Yes.
Check out the website. It's all the W's, utterlyhorses.com. You're also on Twitter, we were talking earlier.
Everything. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the whole... We cover the whole lot. We like to hear from our customers, and so, you know, we like to cover all mediums.
So thanks so much for coming. As I said, I opened up, I came in this morning and looked at the website, oh my god, and so it started to, like, my voice went up that high, in fact. Really, and I'm sorry I couldn't get the word breed out this morning. I don't know what's the matter with me. Thanks so much for coming in.
No problem at all.
Congratulations on your awards.
Thank
as
you very
well.
Much.
And how long have you been running the business?
14 years this year, so
14 years.
We're getting old.
Well, you don't look it. You look fine, and you've got lovely eyebrows as well.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
We're not doing that. We're just talking, no Essex eyebrows. We don't, you know, the girls don't need it. Tell them, you don't, do
No,
they?
But as I said, you know, at least now people know what an Essex, where Essex is, as I said, you know, before.
What, follow the eyebrows?
Well, yeah, there is that.
Well, some of them are so wide, they look like roads. Right, thank you very much to Becky. Don't forget to check out the website, allthews.utterlyhorses.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Right, you're welcome. 11:46, we'll have a bit of music and then some ads.